Welcome back to Hour Number 2 with more fishing, more hunting, and more adventures on Angler Chronicles Radio Outdoor Expeditions.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angler Chronicles Radio Outdoor Expedition on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And I can't be more honored than to speak to these two gentlemen. We're going to put them on at the same time. Now, first and foremost, our producer, director, the sheriff, Danny Jackson, for our Fox Sports West Angler Chronicles TV show. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, everybody. You're all under arrest, okay? Let's get that out of the way.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let me bring in a suspect for you, none other than Mike Lane from the Ballast Point Spirits team. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys. Scotty Pestel is also on the line as well.
Oh, okay. I was only told it was Mike Lane. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. I am so excited. Danny, this new episode that airs tomorrow morning, tell me about it.
Oh, I'm telling you, what a thrill, actually, just to edit this program. I mean, Mike and Scott, just awesome fishing. I mean, and they're awesome fishermen. They're a team. They're a pro team, you know, the Ballast Point Spirits team there. And I've got to tell you, you know, I fished San Clemente Island, quite honestly, for probably better part of 60 years, but never saw or experienced anything like that. You know, Gary Boland did such a fine job of the videography. And anyway, these guys are just, you know, ESPN used to have a tagline for athletes in sports, all different sports, that they used to say, these guys are good. Okay, I don't know if you remember that or not, but these guys are good. And it was just awesome. I mean, this show, Sergio and everyone, is wall-to-wall calico bass. And I'm not talking about barely legals. I'm talking about 4, 5, 6, 8-pound big bull bass. So it's an awesome show. These guys are really put on a show. I mean, of course, these guys, you know, they work hard. You know, they work hard for these fish. That's a long way to go in a 22-foot boat, any boat, you know. So you got to want to.
Yeah.
You know, you got to want to. And these guys do. And you know what? One other quick thing. There are not only good fishing tips, there are safety tips. They give us safety tips and reminders and contact information as far as the military goes at San Clemente Island. It's all in this episode. You mentioned it a while ago, Calico Chaos, 9:30 tomorrow morning on Fox Sports West, Sergio.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this, and I'll refer now to Mike and Scott. I love to fish. I mean, I'm a kind of fanatic, and I'm always wanting to be at the rail. And Danny, for the first time in my life, I actually sat down on the stern of their 22-footer, and I had to watch. Okay, and they were looking back. You're not going to fish? I go, I can't. I'm mesmerized by the number of casts, the techniques they were using, and it was almost every single cast got a fish. And I'm like, you know, Gary Boland, I had to nudge him. Okay, go film this some more. He goes, you know how many fish we have already on film? You know, it was nonstop. So, Mike, Scott, you guys put on a clinic.
That's great. That's a huge compliment coming from you guys as far as just the style and the way we fish, and it's something that we're very passionate about. We love to do, and there's nothing like fishing the island and fishing it that way. At least for us, it's so exciting, and it's amazing how fast, you know, 14 hours goes by.
Yeah,
exactly.
But I'll tell you what, Mr. Jackson, if the show is anything like the trailer that you edited, I'm going to be watching that thing about 50 times.
You know what? Honestly, Mike, you could watch this show 50 times. In fact, I probably already have. But let me tell you, yes, it's wall-to-wall. That trailer is just a kind of a teaser of the whole thing. But believe me, it is wall-to-wall, 30-minute show. And that's what it is. Not only the action, but you guys give some really nice tips on for private boaters, small private boaters, smaller boats, on how to fish. You know, you guys get in areas, where the party boats just cannot get to. I mean, you can see quite often where you can see the bottom in that you know, you probably, what, 9-10 feet of water, I don't know, but catching lots of fish. So, yeah, it's awesome, wall to wall.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, no, definitely.
Hey, I want to introduce somebody else into this conversation. I guess you guys know him. That would be Eric Bent from the Saltwater Bass Anglers. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, Sergio. Good morning, Mike. Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, these are two guys that fish with your SWA all the time.
Yeah, yeah, they're giving it hell this year. That's for sure. It's fun to watch it go down. These guys pretty much, I have to say, they're one of the hardest charging team out there. Though they're not afraid to take some abuse, some pounding, and some punishment to put in the extra mile. But really, a lot of times I'll tell you, you get your palms sweating watching these guys weigh in. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, and Mike. I'm going to ask you this question. I remember because I saw the full episode, which nobody else can see. Thank you, Danny. You mentioned that the technique was taught to you by James, correct?
Correct.
Is it James from the SWBA, James?
Yeah, James taught me how to fast line probably 7 years ago. I know EB was doing it as well at the island. One day, James took me out. We actually went out to Oceanside, and he taught me this technique, fast lining, and I just couldn't stop after that, and applied a lot of my own stuff to it, and dialed it in. And it's just something that, it's too exciting to stop. A lot of work.
And you know what? So on the episode tomorrow, the SWBA gets the credit through James, okay, for teaching this technique, and it's really cool because both Scott and Mike explain the technique in the video. So if you guys, the listeners out there, want to learn something new about catching calico bass and targeting not the small ones, the big ones, okay, this is the technique to use. Scott, you were explaining that the reason you use this technique, it draws up what kind of a bite?
Well, mainly what it's doing is those fish are so competitive, and you can, when it's clear enough, obviously you can kind of pick and choose your fish. You know, you'll throw a bait out there and be winding it back, and you'll see, you know, 5, 6, 7 fish following it, and you can kind of steer your bait away from that 3-pounder and steer it away from this 2-pounder, and here comes a 7 out of nowhere, and you can kind of pick your fish, and that's the real key to that technique.
Yeah, and you were using baits, and I don't want to give the whole show away, but I really, really recommend our listeners tune in tomorrow on Fox Sports West. I have never seen anything like this firsthand. I've heard about it. I thought a lot of it was just glamour and rumors. No, no, no. I got to see it, and you guys will get to see it and live it tomorrow at 9:30 on Fox Sports West.
Hey, okay. Sergio, can I hop in a little bit?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know, I haven't seen any of the footage, and I have a mental picture in my mind of how the day went down, which, you know, it's going to be awesome. But I'd like people to know, or first of all, anybody that doubts that the calico fishing, especially the way these guys are doing it, is a sport, watch this. You know, that's really going to be one of the things. The second thing is Mike and Scott have their way of fishing, and they've dialed in this technique, and it's very specific. And what a lot of people, I don't want people to be, they see this, to be turned off, like, wow, I can't do that. Like Mike was saying, he's adapted a lot of things to it from his style. And same with Scott, and I'm sure those two have come up with their own techniques. It's individual to the person. And so when you see this, you know, and I know I'm chomping at the bit to see what goes down. It's individual for everybody. And so if you don't have a 22 Pathfinder that can get over there, but you've got this boat to do that, and you can apply a lot of what these guys are doing and put it into your own game, and then build from there, because it will blow your mind what these guys are doing. It's a full contact sport. I mean, it's full speed, and not so much the fishing, it's the reel handle, the setting of the hook, the swinging on the fish, the getting another bait in the water as one falls it, or like Scott said, picking the fish, winding it, slowing it down. It set your DVRs and hit pause and slow and rewind on this thing, because these guys will blow your mind. It's going to be rad.
Yeah, and you know what, Mike and Scott, you guys do a fantastic job of explaining, okay? I mean, the whole purpose of our show, and we've said it many a times, you know, we're a bunch of guys here that we don't consider ourselves pros. We consider it guys, I mean, we just have a lot of time on the water. We've amassed a lot of experience. We just want to share. When we don't know something, hey, call us up. Let us know. We're willing to learn. So when we get out with you two pros, okay, that's a different ballgame. And I'm telling you, I have seen what you guys have done with people. I mean, I was lucky enough to meet Chris Bona about 3 years ago. That's the owner of Bass Knuckles. And we went on his first boat, an old boat he had. And I'm going, okay, yeah, he's a fisherman, but, you know, nothing major. And then he started hanging out with you guys, okay? And then we started fishing on his new Skeeter. And like, whoa, what happened here? And I got to spend 4 days in a panga at Cedros Island, okay? And he put on a clinic, okay? And I'm going, whoa, what happened? And he just smiled and said, the Ballast Point Spirits team happened, you know? Yeah, and it was like that, and it was just fantastic. So, Danny, one more time, give the name, time, everything.
Yes, well, the title of the show is Calico Chaos, 9:30 tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, Fox Sports West. It'll come on right before the Angel game, who are bombing the Bronx Bombers right now.
Yeah, so, buddy.
Okay.
That was called batting practice yesterday.
That's right. And listen, don't miss this show. Don't miss this show, because like the old tagline was and is, these guys are good. And we can all learn from Scott and Mike. So watch the show 9:30 tomorrow morning.
All right. Thanks, Danny.
All right, you guys have a good weekend.
Thanks.
You too, guys. Thanks for everything, gentlemen.
Okay, no, Mike, Scott, and Eric, you guys can stay on. I've got a little more time here, and I want to make sure. Mike and Scott, the weather wasn't the best, and yet we got these fish. Is there any tip that you could give to people that have their own boats about going across a quickie of, you know, what to expect when you make the crossover to San Clemente?
Go ahead, Scott.
Well, the main thing is you definitely want to pick your weather windows if you're not confident in going across. And, you know, we do some safety things where when we run across, we don't run straight across to San Clemente. We usually try to hit the east end of Catalina, make sure everything's okay. You know, it's really just making sure the weather's good and you can feel out the whole day as far as, you know what's going to be happening 6 hours, 8 hours down the road. You definitely don't want to be caught over there, and the weather can come up pretty quickly. So,
hey, Scott, Scott, Eric, yes. Hang on. I got to take a short break, and we'll be right back, and we'll wrap this up, and we'll get some more information on the SWBA as well. Just want to remind everybody you're on Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. We'll be right back with Mike Lane, Scott Pethel, Eric Bent, and in the batting cages, I got William from Lake Elsinore. We'll be right back.
Hi, Viet Nguyen here from Owner Hooks. When it comes to sport fishing, nothing is ever guaranteed until now. Introducing the newest innovation in sport fishing from Owner Hooks, the Chumbucket Sabiki. Owner's Chumbucket Sabiki is a new concept that was developed in Japan. A weighted, plastic-molded bucket designed to hold chum or cut bait is attached to the bottom of the Sabiki rig. As the rig sits in the current, chum slowly disperses from the bucket into the water, attracting bait fish and predators alike to the 5 shrimp skin dress hooks above. Inshore, offshore, from the bank, from the pier, or from the boat, the Chumbucket Sabiki is a great addition to every angler's tackle box. Available in 4 different sizes, check them out at your favorite fishing tackle retailer or at www.ownerhooks.com. Owner, perfection in hooks. Again, www.ownerhooks.com.
Need a break from the daily grind? Don't dream about it, dream extreme. Then head to Lake Elsinore, the region's extreme sports destination. It's certainly no surprise that Southern California's largest natural lake is known for extreme sports. Visitors can unleash their free spirit by kiteboarding, bow fishing, and power boating. For dragsters desiring to test their mettle, you can jet down the one-mile-long high-speed zone at 150 miles per hour. It's a blast for bass boats, too. The new 8-million boat launch facility is now open at the La Laguna Resort. Enjoy boating all weekend long by RVing or camping at the resort. Lake Elsinore features 3,200 acres of glistening fresh water. This past spring, the lake was stocked with over 7,000 largemouth bass. Anglers can't stop raving about the bass, catfish, and wipers. Lake Elsinore is just a short drive from Orange County or San Diego off Interstate 15 in southwest Riverside County. Whether you want to go jump in a lake or jump out of a plane, parachuting, or jump monster mounds at a motocross track, come experience your dream extreme in Lake Elsinore.
Had enough of the hassles of airport parking? Tired of driving around and around looking for a parking space and then paying too much? There's a better way to park at the airport. The Parking Spot. Our yellow and black spotted shuttles run every 5 minutes and will whisk you to the front door of your airline terminal. You'll even earn credit for free parking in the Spot Club. Nothing could be easier or a better value. The Parking Spot has two convenient locations serving LAX. For directions or more information, visit theparkingspot.com. The Parking Spot. We have airport parking covered.
There's no doubt about the passion for the Sports Lodge and Roger Lodge.
Roger Lodge is the king. Man, he brings the Angels out. He's the reason we put it on the station, because we know when we hear him, we're going to hear about the Angels.
Weekdays from 3 to 7 on Angels Radio AM 830.
A Monday warrior, mean, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean, mean pride.
Welcome back, everybody, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. It's almost criminal to talk over that track, you know. That's some good stuff.
Captain G was right. You guys got the best music ever.
You know, it's so hard to actually come back. Larry gets mad. He starts throwing paper cups at me. He goes, come on, you got to start talking. You got to start talking. Oh, dude, how do you turn that volume? So. Anyway, hey, listen, well, I got you guys on the line. Eric, give me some more information about the saltwater bass anglers, what you do. Let's reintroduce the SWBA to our listeners, because tomorrow when they tune in to Fox Sports West and Angler Chronicles at 9:30 in the morning, they're going to see two of the premier, I think, SWBA guys fishing, and then they can relate it back to your organization.
Absolutely, those guys rock. Well, we're a catch-release bass tournament organization, similar to what you see, you know, on TV with the Five Alive, like FLW or BASS, but on the West Coast, obviously, in the saltwater thing we're going on. This is our 11th year of doing it. Teams like Ballast Point Spirits and a lot of other great teams out there compete up and down the coast. From this year, it'll be Ventura, Oxnard area down to San Diego, and for all three species of bass. And we do a year-long series with points accumulation to qualify for a championship and a fish-off. And we do that as well as some other standalone events, charity fundraisers for organizations like Olive Crest. We have a two-day event, which Mike and Scott absolutely have put gray hairs on me with, not just the fish they bring, but in the manner in which they bring the fish in. And it was just unbelievable to watch those guys weigh some fish at Catalina on our two-day event. So we do that year-round, pretty much, starting in January. We wrap it up in October. We have a little bit of off time during July. And, you know, we're saltwaterbassanglers.com and all the usual social media and all that stuff. But, yeah, it's really a pleasure to work with guys like this and see the sport evolve. That's been the biggest thing, you know, not just through the anglers, but through the product development with, you know, this, all the swim bait companies, of course, and the hooks developed for it through owner and things like that. It's great to sit back and watch these guys just take the sport to a whole new level. It's really humbling. You know, you get your face against it all the time, And then you sit back and look at it, and you kind of, wow, look where we've come, and, you know, the sport in 11 years. It's very impressive. And we encourage people to get behind it and do their part with, in terms of, if it's a party boat, a float tube, or a full-blown bay boat like these guys got. I mean, just get out there and go catch some bass this year. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, you said the key word. It's a humbling experience, you know. I've fished Cedrus Island. We fished local waters. I mean, I've got plenty of experience to catch a calico bass until you see these guys in action. And I was humbled. I had to sit down. And, in awe. I mean, you know, it's just my mouth wide open. I can't believe this. And these guys would do it with such ease. It's second nature. So Mike and Scotty, beyond the episode, I just want to thank you, because it was like I told you, Mike, yesterday, it was like watching a ballet. You two guys on the bow, just working it together. There's a scene also on the film, and thank God we put this on the episode, where Scotty, I think you got a fish, it comes off, you let Mike know, Mike drops down a bait and ends up catching the fish. I mean, well, that's part of the what I call the ballet. I mean, it's everything is synchronized. Everything, when you guys are a team, you're a team. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, absolutely. Absolutely. It was a pleasure to have you on board, obviously, and Gary was phenomenal. I mean, I it was just like a regular day of fishing. We just, you know, we were just out there having fun, just doing what we love to do. And it was a lot of fun.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, I had such a great experience that, and I've told you guys the same. We did San Clemente Island. We will do Catalina Island. I want to do a couple other areas too. And maybe, Eric, maybe we can bring you out there as well, and we'll do something really, really cool.
You know, oh, absolutely.
I've got a thing about putting boats upside down in the surf reputation. And so, you know, I don't want to be the black cloud, but I'd love to go.
Yeah, no, we'll put you on the boat with us. Absolutely.
There you go. So, you know, sometimes you don't get the invites. I recognize that boat. It's from the bottom.
Anyway, thank you very much, Mike and Scott, for the to me, it was an honor and a pleasure to be on your boat and to see what you guys can do. And I'll tell you what, Ballast Point Spirits team is a very, very, it's a force to be reckoned with. And Ballast Point is very lucky to have you guys as fishing for them, okay?
Appreciate it, Sergio.
Okay.
Yeah, follow the SWBA and follow these guys, track these guys' movement this season. It's going to be really, I think this is, they've been fishing SWBA for a long time, and they've paired together here in the last few years. And right now, you watched the first two events this year were spotted day bass. The rest are going to be open water. And we all know there's a little different dynamic with that. And in spotties, all bets are off. You never know. But watch the charge these guys will continue to make, and follow their team for the rest of the season. And you're going to see her hang on. It's going to be a roller coaster. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch these guys make a charge at the top in there. And I know they're bidding for Angler of the Year, and I wouldn't be just surprised to hand that trophy over to them in October. So,
well, they want to go to Cedrus Island for the final. So, absolutely, I want to have them there. I will tell our listeners this. Eric, one of the things you guys do is you have your captain meetings. You have certain events where all the captains come out, and also at the weigh-in. And what I liked about Mike and Scott, they're very humble fishermen. I mean, you can approach them. They'll talk to you. They'll share information, try to help you out. So you listeners, pay attention when the SWBA does a weigh-in, has an event. If you don't fish, it doesn't matter. Go out and see this. You guys need to see what we see. These huge fish coming in, get weighed. And by the way, everything is catch and release, which is I'm a big supporter of that. I mean, these fish are live and they get released, and you get to see what our fishery really is all about when you get these pros behind it. So go over there, go to these events.
And talk to Mike and Scott. I mean, these are solid family guys. You know, they're working class guys just like you and I. And when they turn it off and hang the working head up and go out and play, they play a little harder than most. But when you talk to them, they're very approachable. They'll help you, guide you. And don't be intimidated. They're just really, really nice guys, and they'll help dial you in. They've helped a lot of people do a lot of good. And so, hit them up at the weigh-in, at the ramp. You see the big Ballast Point boat,
go talk to them and have them give you a cold or something and talk over it. They're really great guys.
Eric, when's your next event? What's the next opportunity for our listeners to actually go and meet these guys?
It's the weekend after the Dream Extreme, so it's on the 10th of May. So we'll be down in Mission Bay fishing for spotted bay bass, calicos, and sand bass. So it's an outside event. We'll be based out of Dana Landing, and it's the Smart and Final Spring Classic. So come on down to Dana Landing. John White there is obviously really, really accommodating to everybody. It's a great facility. Watch the weigh-in. Come talk to the Ballast Point guys and have a great day. Carve out a little time of your day to come see it.
All right. Awesome. Eric, one more time. How do they get a hold of the SWBA?
SaltwaterBassAnglers.com.
There you go. That easy. Eric, we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Mike Scott, Sergio McDang. Good talking to you. Good fishing. Go stay out of this weather.
All right. Perfect.
Good talking to you.
All right, go ahead. Wait, Larry wants to talk to you guys.
Now, you know what? One thing that I don't think that we made clear to our listeners is the method that you guys are using, the big swim baits. Guys, we're talking about plastic swim baits that are, how long are they, Mike, like 10 inches?
They run from anywhere from 7 inches up to, you know, 12 inches, starting on the weedless stage from the 6-inch model all the way up to 9 inches, just depending on what the fish are keying in on. And then for the fast line technique, we're throwing a 5-inch pearl swim bait, and that's pretty much what we use for that technique.
Yeah, and they're rigging these on the owner hooks, the beast hook, and you're
and
hopefully
there,
on this episode. I don't know. I haven't seen it like Sergio did, but I hope you're showing how to rig that. And,
if you'd like.
But, oh, it looks like
and you guys, you're gonna get to learn something new. I've been fishing these waters for a long time. This is something new that you're gonna be able to see.
Absolutely. All right. So thanks, Mike. Thanks, Scott. And we will definitely see you guys tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m. on Angler Chronicles on Fox Sports West. Okay. All right, that's where all the thing. Okay.
That was good timing.
Okay, waiting in the bullpen, not the batting cages.
No, on deck.
Or now on deck is
bullpen's
none other than William from Lake Elsinore. Good morning, William. How are you, brother?
I'm doing fabulous, guys. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. So tell me what's going on at Lake Elsinore, because everybody's waiting for this event next week. In fact, you know what? Why don't we get Greg on the line, too? Greg Boslog, he's from the On Target Shooting Range, and Greg is going to send a team. He wants bragging rights. Okay. Do we got Greg on the line? Do we have Greg? Oh, there you go. Are you there, Greg?
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here. And you got Williams, too, so hey. He's already told me all the secrets, so my guys are going to go out there and kick some tail in.
Yeah. So it's all about bragging rights. You know, I'm going to have to put together my own ringer team, since I can't fish it, and send in there. We'll have to, Greg, you and I have to put a little wager on the side.
Oh, absolutely. I've told my guys that it's going to cost them if they don't win something. So.
Ooh, pressure is on. So, William, what can they expect? What can they expect?
Oh man, I tell you what, right now the catfish bite is just phenomenal. The bass are picking up fine. I mean, just I'm averaging 2 to 3 bass while fishing for catfish, and they're hitting everything from spinners, cut shad, night crawlers. The cats are hitting the mac bites, but the bite is turning on pretty good out here, and I think we're going to have an awesome day of fishing out here for this tournament.
Awesome. 2 days. And here's the point to all the listeners. I mean, there's 4 categories. So, Greg, okay, I know you can find one of these categories you can actually catch, okay? That was a zinger. No, Greg, you cannot shoot these fish, okay? I know you have the on-target shooting
range. Well, we have this thing called the DuPont spinner. I don't know if you're familiar with it. You light the fuse and throw it in, and it spins towards the bottom.
Okay. So the nice thing about this is this. You know, if for some reason that particular day, and you got 2 days to fish it, the bass don't bite, the catfish will. The wipers will. The crappie will. And I think the bass will, too. So you have a chance. There's 4 categories. Okay. Big fish. You don't have to have a whole bag. You know, big fish. So, William, you say everything's actually biting. So.
Oh, yes. It's just been a really phenomenal week. The shad started pushing up on the shorelines, and you're just seeing balls behind them. And I said, we're just averaging pretty good numbers, you know, primarily with the cats and the bass, and a couple crappie popped up as well. And I did get a report last week that there was a 26-inch wiper caught.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, this is almost 19 pounds.
Let me ask you another. And William, I have another question for you. Were you, well, actually, no, we got to take a break. I can hear the music in the background. I mean, the question is, did you get a hold of Phoenix Rods? And I'll come back to that, and there's more prizes.
Wow.
So everybody hold on the line. Greg, William, and I see Captain Rick Scott is there on deck here at Angel Stadium. So we'll be right back on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA, and we'll talk to the boys.
AM 830.
Sport Chalet is your one-stop fishing headquarters throughout Southern California. From surf to trout, calicos to tuna, the experts in each Sport Chalet fishing department will personally set you up with the right rod, reel, line, lures, and bait for your next trip. They know not only where the fish are biting, but also what you need to use to catch them. Each Sport Chalet store is staffed by experts trained both in the field and by leading tackle manufacturers. Choose from legendary brands like Berkeley, Shimano, G. Loomis, Daiwa, Shakespeare, and Penn. Look for state-of-the-art tackle made by St. Croix, Abu Garcia, Fenn, with Trilene, Seeker, P-Line, and CalStar. You want to fish a multi-day offshore tuna trip or go on an alpine trout expedition? Sport Chalet's tackle experts can hook you up with the right gear. Looking for the latest, hottest lures and secret baits? You can check them out at Sport Chalet. Have your fishing reel wound free with new line while you shop. Also check out their selection of fishing tools, waders, float tubes, tackle boxes, and tote bags. So whether you go half day or long range, high Sierra trout or largemouth bass, you shop the fishing experts at Sport Chalet near you.
Put your poker face on in our non-smoking poker room, the first poker house in California and the friendliest poker room around. It features 16 tables of live-action poker from Texas Hold'em, Omaha Hi-Lo, Pot Limit Omaha to 7-card Hi-Lo. We regularly feature tournaments, promotions, and giveaways exclusively for our poker players. So get ready to go all in and have a seriously good time playing your favorite game. We offer a variety of the most popular table games. Some of our exciting card games include Easy Baccarat and the best blackjack in the Inland Empire area. All in an exciting atmosphere with exhilarating daily poker tournaments with low buy-ins and full action. 3-card poker with best odds and 200-to-1 Royal Flush. Ultimate Texas Hold'em and Blackjack with continuous machine-shuffled games. Our liberal rules allow players to split paired cards up to 4 hands and double down on splits, except aces. To get the most from your play, Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino invites guests to join the Players Club. Members have the chance to win even more money and prizes through ongoing monthly promotions available with the Players Club membership. The Poker Room offers adult beverages and food service right at your table. Our courteous and friendly staff will see to your every need. Open 24/7, stop and play $2 blackjack, and try the delicious Angus steak and eggs breakfast for just $4.99 every day, all day long. Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino, California's friendliest card room. Just off the 15 freeway and Diamond Drive in Lake Elsinore. Visit lercasino.com for current promotions.
Good morning, this is Don Brockman coming to you from Davies Locker Sport Fishing and Whale Watching, located in beautiful Newport Harbor in the Balboa Pavilion. We offer daily trips for the beginner all the way up to the experienced angler. We even offer skiff rentals for fishing Newport Harbor. These trips are available daily, including half day, twilight, three-quarter day, and of course overnight trips that will take you to the big game sport fish such as tuna, yellowtail, albacore, that frequent the waters offshore of Newport Beach. We also have a full-service tackle store for all your rental tackle needs, so what are you waiting for, guys? Pick up the phone and call Davies Locker at 949-566-8788 and get your adventure started today. Also, you can look us up on the web at davieslocker.com. Once again, that phone number is 949-566-8788 and tell them that you're calling from Angler Chronicles and receive a 50% off on one of our many trips offered at Davies Locker Sport Fishing. Good fishing.
who earns the tag of Good Job, Good Effort with Travis Rogers. Tune in to Angels Radio AM 830 KLAA. Weekday mornings at 6:45 and find out.
Welcome back, everybody, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And as we were going to break, we were talking to William from Lake Elsinore, and we got Greg Boslock from the On Target Indoor Shooting Range. So, hey, William, you were saying that the fish are biting, correct?
Oh, yes, they are. I mean, it is a phenomenal bite going on right now. And I'm just, I know it's just going to continue to be that way on the day of the tournament. And I'm telling you guys, do not lay your poles down if you're fishing for these cats, you know, softly. I witnessed three poles snatched in the water yesterday morning. just pull down and off and into the water.
All right, so let me round up because, you know, we keep talking about Lake Elsinore and everybody's got a great chance to go fish it. It's the Dream Extreme Fishing Derby that's presented by the Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino, and it's going to be right there at La Laguna Boat Launch and Resort. You get a chance to, I highly, highly, highly recommend you get in there and you talk to William first. You've got your new shop there. It's huge. We had the grand opening, was it a week ago or 2 weeks ago now? And
yes.
It was just, it's phenomenal. And somebody you guys got to go shoot for to beat is the On Target team, okay? Because Greg wants the bragging rights. And, you know, I'll give Greg the guns bragging right, but not the fishing rods bragging. Okay? I mean, you know, I know Greg is, you know, he gets, no way, Greg. That's a pushback.
No. Hey, Team On Target knows how to do it, you know.
They've got the secret bait, too.
If it flies, it dies. If it swims, it's caught. You know, that's how we do it.
And Greg's team does have the information on the secret bait.
What is that secret bait? You're going to have to let it out,
man.
Now.
Last year they ran out at the tackle store, William. What was it?
Bite On, maybe.
Bite On Mac Bites. Mac Bites were out the door. By 5 o'clock, they were sold out. So we'll make sure that he's stocked up double time.
I'm telling you now that Bite On works because I was out there goofing around. William told us a secret spot to go fishing. We're catching catfish. My granddaughter got anchored because and then rocked because she had a lightweight pole that catfish took off, went right in around her anchor into the rocks, and she lost it. Almost lost her. Like William said, don't put them down because
it's going to be a fierce competition this year.
I know he's bragging. Cast. You know, I know Greg is bragging about his team, but I'll tell you what: a win for the On Target team would be that they don't shoot a hole in the bottom of the boat. Okay. Anyway, hey, let's go ahead and wrap this up, William. Big thing is next Saturday and Sunday, May 3rd and 4th, we have the Dream Extreme Fishing Derby presented by the Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino. The phone number these people want to reach is 951-674-3101. We're also going to have our friends from the SWBA. They're going to be conducting the weigh-in, so it's going to be really cool. And you can also reach them at lercasino.com. And I love their hotel package. In fact, your boys got hooked up with this, Greg, yesterday. For $269 plus tax, you get two nights at the casino, which is fantastic. And it also includes the cost of the derby.
Yeah, don't forget about the festivities in between time.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have
barbecues and food.
Right. And one of the things that Larry pointed out, in fact, why don't you share with everybody the change in the month and why?
Yeah, now, William, this is something I was just thinking about in our break, is that you guys changed the format of this to a derby, which includes everybody,
mm-hmm.
And then you changed the date from, when was it?
June last year?
June. Yeah, yes. Hot middle of June.
Yeah, and June in Lake Elsinore can be pretty steamy out there.
Which it was.
And yes, now you've changed it to early May, which is very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that's way more inviting for this type of event. Get down there, the weather's going to be nice and
it's perfect
and inviting.
I'll tell you what, last year I lost 100 pounds when I opened the door of my car and got out. I melted away. Anyway, William, how do they get a hold of you?
You can reach me at 951-642-0640 or visit us at www.williamsboatandtackle.com, and we're located at 32040 Riverside Drive in beautiful Lake Elsinore, California.
And you're also on Facebook.
And Facebook, yes. One other thing I wanted to chime in. You asked me about did I get a hold of Freedom Schwartz? And yes, I did.
Right. And what
they're going to be donating an M1 7.5 foot rod.
Mm-hmm.
I think those rods retail close to $300, something like
correct.
That.
Correct, and that's a new M1 series. So we want to thank Phoenix for stepping up. And that's Phoenix Rod Company, okay, for stepping up. So, William, we'll see you next week, all right?
All right, look forward. Have a blessed day, everybody.
All right, perfect. So, Greg, I have you on the line still. So what's going on at the range this week?
Well, this week we're getting ready for the fishing tournament. Oh, I'm just kidding.
No. Back to guns with you. Back to the range. Back to the
back
range.
Back to the range. I know it. It's just too much fun, you know? I will tell you that I passed around the link to the Angler Chronicles webpage about the hunting trip, and I have received quite a few emails and some great comments and personal phone calls from people going, wow, you know, what a great concept, what a great idea. They loved the link. Of course, Danny did such a great job on the video that it comes across extremely well. I had to explain to people that when that one guy at the very first there makes that big leap in the air and pumps his fist and then turns around with the gun, got yelled at. I won't say who that was. But
which way was the gun pointed? Straight up?
Close. But remember, we didn't want the gun coming around.
Fire that guy.
But I'll tell you what, I went out there and explained to people that you know, that's the first of a number of times we're going to try and do stuff like this where we can show that, you know, sportsmen are in all categories, all areas. You know, I'm a big supporter of hunter education here. We have the classes here. Obviously, we have the training here for different things. And so, you know, there's a huge amount of interest from the people out there, and this has just been a very, very positive experience for On Target working with Angler Chronicles to do this. And, you know, we look forward to doing this some more because it's just been wonderful. And I, you know, I'm going to just keep bragging that, hey, we did this.
Mm-hmm.
The best way I can say is I'm just going to keep bragging that it was fun.
Well, it was a fantastic experience for us as well. You know, we are fishermen. Some of us here have hunted before. Some of us had not. Okay. And if we think about it, I would say the majority of our fishermen out there, anglers, are sportsmen. So it includes hunting. It includes, you know, going to the range and shooting some guns. I mean, look at this, I can let this out of the bag now. When you see us enjoying the pheasant that we shot, and when we're eating our pheasant, my wife, who had never held a gun in her hand ever, okay, says, you know, I'd like to try to shoot a gun. Remember that?
Yep.
And you set her up with, I believe, a Glock 17.
Glock 17 over there with one of my key people.
Uh-huh.
I advocate this very, very strongly, and that is, do not take your wife, your girlfriend, your sister, your mom shooting. Don't be the instructor. Give that person a chance to be instructed by I'm not going to call it disinterested, but a third party that's trained that can help them properly.
That was key, by the way.
And it, believe it or not, it always is. We keep seeing it time after time, and that's why we advocate, hey, if you want to come down and you know, get some, we have some quick lesson times, impromptu type lesson times if we can, or if we have full classes for handguns, women-only classes, mixed classes. And there's one of them, matter of fact, in 2 hours there'll be a class here on a Saturday morning. And so, yeah, we do that. We advocate that, and your wife did extremely well for a, I'm talking to green as grass.
Oh, my gosh, I'll tell you what, I am afraid now. I figured I better behave, okay, or I'm going to get shot. When you look at the actual, she shot from about 20 feet, I think, 30 feet?
21 feet,
and it was, you know where the target?
About an 8-inch diameter circle.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's very, very good for a rookie because she was very steady.
Mm-hmm.
She paid attention to how to do it, and the firearm going off and those kind of things didn't scare her, and she did very, very well.
Okay.
And you know, there's an interest there, and you're in trouble. You know, and we find that often. I actually have women here who never shot before, now here shooting all the time, and their poor husband, they drag him along, and he sits in the back room over here and reads a book while the wife's out there shooting.
Yeah, yeah. That's
and they just fall in love with it. They've been empowered.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that maybe they weren't brought up with or whatever. And hey, here it is.
Hey, Greg, hold on the line, and then when I come back, I'll come up with you and also Captain Rick Scott from the Ocean Odyssey, and we'll talk some more about guns. I got to take a short break on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. Angler Chronicles Radio Outdoor Expeditions. We'll be right back.
Everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. All right, when you hear the music ring, well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition in other places. But the horns, they blowing that sound.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Owner Fishing Hooks are the premier hook in the fishing industry. With their designer black finishes, Owner Hooks feature the patented and revolutionary cutting point technology. Led by a needle sharp point, when the hook begins to penetrate, the resistance decreases as the three cutting edges slice their way through for an instant positive hook set. Despite what other brands may claim, only Owner cutting point hooks match ultimate sharpness with fantastic penetration. Nothing is more important than your piece of equipment that actually catches the fish, your Owner hook. Used by Ronnie Kovac all over the world. Once you try an Owner, you'll be hooked for life. Join Ronnie Kovac and the Owner Hook Instructional Pro Staff on an Owner Hook on the Water Fishing School. For more information, go to fishingexpeditions.com. Owner, perfection in hooks.
Check out the largest indoor shooting range in all of Orange County. On Target, certified distributors for Glock, Wilson Combat, Springfield, Sig Sauer, CZ, Mossberg, Remington, Ruger, and Beretta. 20 lanes open 7 days a week, serving Orange County for 18 years. Conveniently located off the 5 freeway in Laguna Niguel. Classes of all kinds, including firearm selection, home defense, and women's personal safety. All NRA certified instructors. Great for corporate fun shoots, team buildings, birthdays, bachelor and bachelorette parties. Folks of all ages and types, from scout troops to law enforcement to government agencies, love On Target. For more information, go to OnTargetRange.com. That's OnTargetRange.com. Or call 949-348-0352. That's 949-348-0352.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
And welcome back, radio family. You're listening to Angler Chronicles Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And now back to our host and your friend, Sergio.
Oh, boy, he wants my job so bad, Larry. Ron, what do you think? He just wants my job.
I don't really think that it's close, Jimmy. Great job.
Ooh. Okay. Well, anyway, so when we left for break, we were talking to Greg. And can we cue up Captain Rick Scott? I know he's been waiting patiently, but I do know he's probably not in the water today. Do we still have Rick? Do we have Rick there? Greg, are you still there?
I'm here.
All right, good. Hey, Rick, you there?
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. So we were talking about, you know, the last week's episode of Pheasant Fantastic, and you got to participate in that, and we had a blast, pun intended, as Danny says, shooting that film. So, Greg, you were talking about, your schools.
Right, different schools we have, and I have to congratulate Rick because his wife, Dina, stepped up and shot that 500. And everybody asked me, like, who was that? And I explained who she is and how her husband just before her was the one saying that, I don't think I really want to do this. I mean, I can hear him saying that. Rick's there going, I don't know if I want to do this or not. But I'm We have those classes, and we have everything. And when I say everything, in the way of handguns and firearm instruction, I've made sure that we have it here for people day in and day out so that they can enjoy the sport. And I liken it. This is one of the reasons why we get along so well, Sergio, is because you guys have taken the time to put Owner's Hook School together to teach green people, the rookies, how to fish. And we've done the same thing here. We've taken the rookies, the greenies, and we ease them into the program of shooting and how to shoot, why to shoot, you know, what to do this, how to do that. And I think your wife is a prime example.
Right.
You take somebody who's not afraid but just not happy about the idea, and suddenly they're a convert. Now they're thinking, maybe we need to come back and maybe I might want to buy a gun.
Oh, actually, that actually occurred. On the drive home, she goes, when am I getting my Glock 17? I go, honey, relax. Okay, you know, I gotta lose a little more weight and train to be able to run faster before I get you a gun. Okay, now Rick, you got the same problem because Dina actually shot the Smith & Wesson 500. It's a 50 caliber handgun, and she did it with a lot of ease.
Oh, she did. That thing is like a little cannon in your hands.
Right. So my what we could do is this: if we anger them. We'll run really quick down to H&M Landing and get on the Ocean Odyssey and take off.
Get out of town?
What do you think? I mean, yeah, maybe even get out of the country. Just head south from there.
Yeah. Those two together, I think we'll be in trouble.
All right. So, Greg, you got the classes going. I love what we're doing because, and this is why I think it's a perfect combination. We want to take Angler Chronicles and everything we do as far as fishing and say to people, you know what, we are not pros, okay? We're just a bunch of fishermen who have fished for a very long time, have a vast amount of experience, and so we want to share with you what we know. And at the same time, we try to link that fisherman that is, so you know, beginning to intermediate and even some of the pros, to hook them up with other pros. And we want to do the same thing with hunting and guns. You know, it's great to see somebody like Rick, who has a lot of experience hunting, okay, right next to, say, somebody like my wife, who never held a gun. And you can see how it all comes together. And with the right instruction, it can be a safe sport, you know?
Absolutely. And it really doesn't take a whole lot of effort to be safe. It just takes, conscious concern and the willingness to be safe.
There you go.
And a little common sense.
A lot of common sense.
A lot of common sense.
We teach that even. I mean, if you will. We
you teach common sense.
Say, hey guys, you know, be aware. And the next thing you know, safe, having a good time.
Perfect. All right. So, Greg, best way to get a hold of the range, where you're located, phone number, website.
The best way to get a hold of us is 949-348-0352. Whatever specials or any activities we're doing, we have www.ontargetrange.com. Our address is 27692 Camino Capistrano here in the city of Laguna Niguel, South Orange County. If you just want to look online and buy stuff, it's www.ontargetesales.com, and that's our online store to buy things, holsters or whatever it is that's going on. And so we have a lot available, and we look forward to people coming on down and just having a great weekend. As a matter of fact, I hate to say this, but we kind of like the rain outside because it makes people come to the indoor range to go shooting.
There you go. And I'll tell you what, we just had a late arrival. I've got Linda from the Dream Extreme, actually from Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino, who's putting on the Dream Extreme Fishing Derby. And she, I don't know, she probably didn't get a chance to hear all the bragging that you said your team's going to do. Now, I'll tell you, I hope you don't put a hole in the boat and sink. Okay? So tell your guys.
I'm warning you now, Sergio. My team leader is a wounded warrior, former Marine. He just got out of the service. And, you know, you just don't mess with the Marines.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
Okay, well, we'll put it up. You know, this is my realm. Okay, hey, look forward to seeing your boys there, Greg.
Oh, I'll tell you, you'll probably see me walking around there too, and eventually, we're gonna have a good time.
Excellent.
I look so forward to it because William's out there, and of course we like him, and the whole process James, who's going to be out there, is from that area, and he just loves it out there. And our other guy, Josh, he's going to kick butt.
All right. We look forward to that. Okay?
All right.
All right. Awesome.
Be good, guys.
All right. Take care, Greg. Hey, so Rick, are you going to get a chance to fish with us?
I am not. You know, the longer I hang out with you guys, you guys are making me, you're upsetting me. You give away all my good spots to fish, you know. I'm an XL Sonorian. I used to live in Elsinore.
There you go.
And I like to fish without crowds. And first it was Mammoth. You guys gave that away.
Yeah.
Now you're giving away Elsinore.
That's right.
I'm not going to have anywhere to go to fish anymore.
Well, but you know what? I mean, the whole point is this. It's a perfect package in Lake Elsinore. I mean, you go fish the lake, which they've totally redone. The Laguna Resort and boat launch, I mean, it's just unbelievable. It's so brand new, and so I mean, it's awesome. And then you get to stay overnight. I mean, for somebody like me from Orange County, you know what? I take an hour and a half drive down there, take the wife with me. I know I can go fishing. She's definitely going to go probably one of those outlet stores right there at Lake Elsinore. Spend the money, and I get to go fishing. Okay,
yeah, you know. It's really opened up a lot of opportunities for that lake out there. I mean, it's always been a really good fishery. I know that because, I used to live there, and we've fished it for 20 years, and it's been a good fishery. There just wasn't a whole lot of opportunity to get out of the water if you didn't have your own boat. So now they've opened that up, and I think you're going to see a lot of good things come out of there.
Yeah, and you know what? And like I said, you know, I'm taking my wife with me, and we can stay at the Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino, which is right there. I have Tony in the house here. Tony, every time we go over there for a meeting, you say, I got to go.
Steak and eggs.
Steak and eggs.
Some of the best fresh.
Hey, Rick,
steak and
do
eggs.
Me a huge favor. Give me all the information on the Ocean Odyssey.
OceanOdysseyFishing.com, or you can call Dean at 619-889-4535. And schedule's up online, but you better hurry up and start booking because it's selling out fast.
Awesome. Thanks, Rick. And I'm going to go really quick. We got about 30 seconds or so. Linda, say hello. Say good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Okay. Linda is the person in charge of all the rules. And probably if you call in there, call 951-674-3101. Like we've been talking the whole show. This Saturday and Sunday coming up, May 3rd and 4th. The Dream Extreme Fishing Derby presented by the Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino. Linda, tell me anything you want to say real quick.
You know what? We've got some amazing room packages, $269 plus tax, and that includes your derby entry for your team. So your room for two nights ends up being $169. You can't beat it.
There you go. You can't
sign
beat it.
Sign up now, you guys. All right. Sign up now.
That's it. We'll see you guys next week over at Lake Elsinore Fishing, Gambling, having some fun at the poolside on Saturday, on Sunday. Okay? Everybody have a great week. Make sure you tune in tomorrow to Fox Sports West and catch that episode of Calico Chaos. It's time to go. See you guys next week.
It's time to truck on out of the city and get outside in God's country.
We'll see you next week on Radio Outdoor Expeditions.